Monsieur le vice-président.
Vice President, Belgium would like to welcome the delegation from Palau and would like to wish Palau every success. As it appears for the second time before the UPR Working Group, we encourage the country to continue its efforts to improve the human rights situation, in particular the commitment into which Palau has entered, that is to say, the joint declaration of Pacific states on human rights and good governance dated 30th of January this last year. In order to bolster the human rights legal framework, we encourage that the country ratify the main international human rights instruments. Seven still need to be adopted by Palau. My delegation welcomes the ratification of the CRC, but insists on the need to report to treaty bodies within the appropriate time framework. We note the use of a national body for coordinating policies with regard to the protection of children, which is something that Palau still doesn't have. When it comes to the rights of women, we note the efforts that have been made with regards to domestic violence and ill-treatment of children, but we consider that measures still need to be taken to protect its victims. In this context, we would like to make the following three recommendations. Firstly, that a legal definition of rape and relevant procedures to be brought into line with international standards, in particular when it comes to rape in marriage and the burden of proof. Secondly, to ratify the Hague Convention on the civil aspects of the international abduction of children. And thirdly, to ratify the second optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, moving towards the abolition of the death penalty. And I would like to ask the following question by way of conclusion. How far along the road is Palau when it comes to setting up an international human rights body, which the country committed to set up?